Back here on the Mighty 690, it is 9:10, and it's time for our update from the Coffeeville Area Chamber of Commerce. We have Chamber Director Candy Westbrook joining us in studio. Good morning, Candy. How's it going?
Hi. It's going great. It's going great.
Good deal. What's happening here
to
tell us about?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. So a couple reminders first. A reminder from Chamber and from Leaders from Coffeeville. We have less than 3 weeks left to submit your applications for the next Leadership Coffeeville class. And I think we have 12 applications right now, and I know we'll be getting several more, but great opportunity. So I encourage you to hurry up and get those applications in. So we've got something great coming up, a free spay and neuter clinic, and they have registrations open now. It's the City of Coffeeville, and they partner with the Animal Clinic of Southeast Kansas and Coffeeville Friends of Animals, and they will be offering a whole bunch of things. So a free spay and neuter, vaccinations, and dog licensing clinic. That'll be for all Coffeeville residents, and they have registration open now through the end of December, but the appointments will go clear through September. But what they're telling people is space is limited, demand's going to be high, especially because it's free.
And in fact, space is so, they already just filled up. I mean, it was literally just a few hours ago they announced that. But they still may have some openings if, you know, people can't make it or whatnot. So there's still an opportunity.
So get on that list just in case.
Yes.
Wow, that's fast.
Yep.
So, well, that's a great opportunity, and I hope they continue to do that at least a couple times a year. So something else that's free is summer meals. They're available for kids 18 and under. So this is a free summer nutrition, and you have curbside meals all summer long, and it covers all 7 days. So I think that's great. That's all 7 days. But Tuesdays and Fridays, kids get breakfast and lunch free. So you just stop by NATO Cafe. That's at 606 Cherokee, right kind of behind the middle school area. And that's 11:30 to 12:30. So such a wonderful opportunity that we have. All right. Big news for this year's Interstate Fair and Rodeo. Inside exhibits are now open to all exhibitors, so of all ages. Oops. So whether you're a seasoned participant or you're trying it out for the first time, there's a place for all the creativity. I know they've got photography, culinary, STEM projects, craftsmanship, a little bit of everything. I know details and subcategories and some rules are going to be announced soon, so make sure you're going out to their website to find out the details on that. But I love that they're opening it back up, and for everybody, I already know two people that are like, well, yes, I've got some projects right now. So it's exciting. Now, one additional note about the fair. I mentioned the website. Their website is such a trove of information. I mean, literally almost everything you could possibly want to know about the fair is going to be on that website. So if you want to know about times or what the schedule, details, registration, vendor applications, ticket prices, you name it, when possible, I definitely recommend visiting the website and following their Facebook page, because literally every day they're posting something new, always having new updates. Our office does serve as the kind of the office for the fair and rodeo. But I will tell you, I'm not necessarily an expert in all things livestock and everything else. And we're a little shorthanded this next month. So I'm just telling everybody, you know, when in doubt, go to the website first. That's going to have probably the best information. And then if you have questions, give us a call. Okay. Last week, I was so excited about announcing all of the fun classes at Crazy Cookie Candle. Today, it's sad to say that their storefront is temporarily closed due to some HVAC issues. They've been working on them. They're still working on them, hoping to get it back up. But for right now, the next couple weeks, they've, you know, canceled all the classes. But great news. You can still order online. You can either pick it up at the store or they'll deliver. So if it's like, oh, I still want my favorite candle, or I use the laundry detergent, they've got all kinds of things in there. So whatever you want, you just go out to their website, which is crazykookiecandles.com, pretty easy, and order and deliver it. So, and I will say, support local. When a business has to shut down for a couple weeks, it's hard. So go out there and support them, order online. Okay, the Fun Professionals of Montgomery County, that's what they're calling it. So the Young Professionals, they're taking it to the courts. So join them at 7 p.m. on June 21st at the new Clarence Strickland Pickleball Course in Coffeeville. They're going to have some fun, some networking, course-friendly competition. But find more details and future events at actioncouncil.com. I want to do a quick shout out. I love this. Cottville Regional Medical Center is celebrating a year of progress. They have a new state-of-the-art ambulance, new department leadership, and plans for a modern EMS station. These investments will enhance emergency response capabilities, of course, improve employee safety, and really just support high-quality patient care throughout the region. As a reminder, coming up soon is going to be the half-cent sales tax on the ballot, and this is all going towards emergency service. A lot of it will go to the hospital, and some will go to our fire and police and all the emergency services. It is not a new sales tax. This is just really approval for continuation of a current sales tax.
And I know that will be, they're going to split that a little bit different with EMS and then also with the emergency services for Coffeyville, right?
Yeah, all the police department, the fire department, anything related to emergency services. That way, no matter what, we're protected here in Coffeyville. So I think that's really important. Just a reminder, we are still taking applications at the Chamber. As you know, we announced that Madison's leaving, and so we're looking for a membership and events coordinator. So I'm taking resumes for the next week or two, so get those in if you're interested, or call me, and I'm happy to talk to you about it. And then we have several more jobs posted on our website. I know Urgent Care is looking for a front desk and record-keeping person, and then there's several other jobs. So go out to our website and check out all the new jobs. All right, let's talk about some upcoming events real quick. So this week we've got Juneteenth coming up, of course, on June 19th. The 19th through the 21st is going to be the third annual Legends Classic. So this is a three-day show. They've got cattle, swine, sheep, and goat. Of course, all kinds of prizes. That's only a $25 entry fee. So make sure to follow them on the Facebook page or check out more on the I think they have a little bit of it posted on the Interstate Fair and Rodeo as well, but the Legends Classic's coming up. And then also this weekend is the Carter Automotive show at Cedar Bluff Camp. So Saturday the 20th, and that'll be going on. Well, I know registration starts at 9, but they're going to be doing stuff all morning, and then awards for the cars at 1. They've got concessions, vendors, drinks. They even have tomahawk axe throwing. Always scares me when they do that. Let random people try that out. But great free family event up at Cedar Bluff Camp. So make sure to stop there this weekend. Also coming up, we got the Kansas Masonic Cancer Screenings. That's a free cancer screening that's open. And then Cruise Night on the 20th. Coming up real quick, we just talked about the fair, but the one-day Interstate Fair and Rodeo Fun Pass is on sale on June 26th. Again, that's June 26th. You can do them online, of course. Easiest way to do it, you can also come in the chamber. We'll have someone from the fair that'll be selling those tickets. And that's where you only get $30 all the nights in for free. So July 1st is our next Business Over Breakfast. Love to have you. And then I don't know if he's been in yet. So has Gail and everybody come in to talk about the...
He has at least once. So we're trying to get him in a few more times here.
I'll try to see if I can get in. Maybe he can even join me with my show. But I know this is going to be a big year because it's America's 250th anniversary. So I know they are planning even more activities. I don't know how they can get bigger, but they always seem to grow. And it'll also be the 10th annual celebration here for us as well. So that's great. July 11th. Mark that. And then I'll be back with more details, but VOD in the Ville is going to be on July 25th. Another fun day, and I know they just opened it up for tickets. So hopefully we'll be seeing the lineup of all the people coming and everything in the next few weeks. But one fun event that I always have to go to every year. So save the date on that one. I'll double check, but I think that's all we have coming up. And, of course, I'll be back next week with more stuff. But summer's here. It's good.
It sure is. So plenty of events going on.
Yeah.
And I appreciate you letting us know all about it, Candy.
Thanks so much.
All right. That's Candy Westbrook with the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce. Straight ahead, we'll be getting it back into open line here on the Mighty 690 right after this check of Beef Industry News.